From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we bring another in a series of studies in the book of Romans, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Waiting, Not Running. The text is Psalm 62 and verse 1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from Him cometh my salvation. Blessed posture, waiting truly and only upon the Lord. Be this our condition all this day and every day, waiting His leisure, waiting in His service, waiting in joyful expectation, waiting in prayer, and content. When the very soul thus waits, it is in the best and truest condition of a creature before his Creator, a servant before his Master, a child before his Father. We allow no dictation to God, nor complaining of Him. We will permit no petulance and no distrust. At the same time, we practice no running before the cloud, and no seeking to others for aid. Neither of these would be waiting upon God. God, and God alone, is the expectation of our hearts. Blessed assurance! From Him salvation is coming. It is on the road. It will come from Him and from no one else. He shall have all the glory of it, for He alone can and will perform it. And He will perform it most surely in His own time and manner. He will save from doubt and suffering and slander and distress. Though we see no sign of it as yet, we are satisfied to abide the Lord's will, for we have no suspicion of His love and faithfulness. He will make sure work of it before long, and we will praise Him at once for the coming mercy.
From glory to glory Thou leadest me on. I never could praise Thee enough. Thou bearest my burdens and givest a song, and smoothest my path when so rough. Oh, Thou art the song of my soul, fairest of fair ones to me. O Savior divine and ruler of all, my heart finds its comfort in Thee. My heart finds its comfort in Thee. My crosses are turned into glorious crowns, my sighs into radiant smiles. Like rivers of mercy, Thy peace comes and drowns the agonies wrought by the trials. Oh, Thou art the song of my soul, fairest of fair ones to me, O Savior.
finds its comfort in Thee. My heart finds its comfort in Thee. I'll tell of Thy goodness and sing of Thy love these days as a pilgrim.
An indispensable part of the Christian life is daily Bible reading. If you're looking for some guidance in the study of God's Word, we're happy to offer a very helpful but brief brochure entitled, 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Prepared by several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, it will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish to call us, you may phone 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. As he proceeds with this study of the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message called, But Now, the Hinge of History. In the first 2.5 chapters of the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul presented God's indictment of the human race for their sin and rebellion against him. With verse 21 of chapter 3, the book takes a dramatic turn, as Paul says, But now. Those two remarkable words herald the good news of salvation. God has provided the means of redemption from sin and its awful consequences in the sending of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This was a unique act on God's part. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, it was also a unified act, one that cannot be fragmented or divorced from God's eternal purpose of redemption. Not only so, But the effects of that divine intervention continue to this day, for Christ is still building his church. Now Dr. Cairns concludes this message. But now, the hinge of history.
Verse 21, but now, in this state of things, God has revealed his righteousness for us apart from the law. What's Paul saying here? He's saying, and I think this is something well worth emphasizing, because this is the theme of this whole passage, of this whole book. He's saying, listen, this righteousness without the law is all of grace. Again, look at this. The end of verse 20, guilty, condemned, hopeless. Verse 21, in this state of things, but now, in this state of things, the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed. If you take this passage of Scripture, you see that Paul is emphasizing, and we will have cause to do the same. He's emphasizing that this way of salvation does not depend on our works. He's emphasizing there's no merit in us. He's emphasizing it's all of grace. He's emphasizing this in many ways. Look at verse 24, for example. Being justified freely. The word freely, John 15:26 is translated without a cause. Without any cause in us. Justified freely. Now you'd say that was enough. But he adds, by his grace. Not saying the same thing the first time. Freely is saying it's by grace. Now again he's saying it's by grace. And then for good measure, he adds again it's by grace. For it's through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Paul is piling on one thought on top of another, saying this is all of grace, grace, grace. The whole thing is of grace. Well, here it's the same in verse 21. In this state of things, the righteousness of God apart from our obedience to the law lies in full view. For God has come in Christ to give us a righteousness of his doing, of his providing. As he wrote to Titus in chapter 2 and verse 11, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And that's what Romans 3:21 is all about. I want you to get this tonight, for this is the focal point of not only history, but the gospel. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared. God has broken the silence. God has broken into time and space. God has come into history. God has become a man. All of grace. All of grace. To save guilty sinners such as we. Now this is the revelation, and this is the time and the manner of its giving. Can I point this out to you before we leave it? That it is a finished revelation. I've emphasized the tense of the verb. It has been manifested. It's not being manifested. Oh, in a sense, it remains plain, but it has been manifested. I don't want to get into an English lecture, because that's way beyond the scope of any Irishman, but I don't want to get into English grammar particularly, but if you've ever had to study the verb, doesn't matter what language you're in, the difference between an aorist, or what we used to call, studying some European languages, a past historic, or a preterite, the difference between that and a perfect is this. The aorist, or the past historic, is just that. It's a point in the past. It's done. The perfect is something that was done then, but its effects are still with us. Now listen. This righteousness has been revealed. The revelation's complete. It's past. It's over and done with. But the effects are ongoing. And I like that, you know, because as I was saying this morning, that deals with certain false prophets and false claimants to revelation. That deals with your Joseph Smiths and all the other pretenders to be the vehicles of new light. And I'll make this statement to you. It doesn't matter whether he's a Mormon or a Baptist or a Presbyterian or a Methodist or anything else. Anybody who comes to you with new light, a new message, a new revelation, you know he is a false prophet to this word and to this testimony. Let them come. And any man who cannot come and bring you to this book and give you from this book, from this revelation of Jesus Christ, completed, never again to be added to in this age, any man who cannot come to this book and show you from this book his position and his teaching is not bringing a divine revelation, he's bringing a diabolical deception. This is finished. So when somebody comes along to you now and says, in order to be saved, you've got to do this, 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 and this. In order to be saved, you've got to be a member of our church, baptized in our way, join in our way, live in our way, do this, and do the other thing. You know you're dealing with a false prophet. Now, some of the things they're telling you to do may make good sense, but the righteousness of God apart from law, any law, we'll deal with that, God willing, on the next occasion. The righteousness of God apart from law has been manifested. All that God has to say about being saved is said in this book in connection with Jesus Christ, and anything else is an imposition of man, a deception and a delusion of the devil, and must be seen to be such and repudiated by every Bible believer. You see, this now has changed everything. There's nothing dark anymore. Sounds strange to say that when you think of all the arguments that are going on in Christendom today. But listen, there really is nothing dark anymore. It's only the convoluted thinking of man that wants to make the simple and the plain confused and questionable. There's nothing dark. God has said it. Look, I have laid it out there in full view. There is no doubt. There's one way of salvation. There is a righteousness without the law in Jesus Christ. There is a way of justification by faith alone, in Christ alone. And there's no room for confusion or for doubt. It's all plain. Now, we will come in due course, when you have a little more time and when I have a little more voice, and we look at that theme of the righteousness of God apart from the law. It's one of the most radical statements Paul ever made, but it's one of the most necessary. We will look at that. But what I want you to go home with tonight is this. I want it to grip you and never let go of you again, that we live in God's now. We live in God's now. He has changed everything. That's the real significance, for example, of the statement, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. We live in God's now, that Christ has come. He has changed the world. He has changed history. I want to ask you, has he changed you? For that is where the great doctrine becomes a saving reality in your life. I trust you are a now or a then and now believer. I trust you can say, yes, Lord, that was my then. I remember I was without God. I was without Christ. I was without hope. But now I am in Christ Jesus. Now I'm redeemed. I'm justified. I'm saved. Make sure you have that testimony. Don't leave this place without it. Nothing else will save you from going into that abyss of darkness. But a personal, saving, justifying faith in Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, we stand amazed at the mercy of God, at that love that we were hearing of in the song tonight. It does surpass the ability of angels and men to tell it. It does surpass the ability of this preacher to define it or describe it. But, oh God, we thank thee for it, the mercy of God that sent Jesus Christ into the world. We thank thee that when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Gracious God, we bless thee for that earth-shattering, earth-changing, soul-saving event of Christ coming to live and die and rise again. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Lord, we long that souls will come to Christ. We long that those who know the Savior, who confess him, would have this truth so intimately and immediately upon their hearts that day by day and in every situation, this is what will govern their lives. We think of young men and young women here. They have life to live if God will spare them. Thou hast given them health and strength. Thou hast given them intellect and talent, ability and opportunity. Lord, may they not waste the good gifts of the Lord on things that don't matter. Modern examples of that foolish thought of how to have new worlds to conquer, when all the time they need to be so in love with the Lord Jesus, so enraptured with the thought of God coming into the world to save them, that they live their lives as a reaction to that and give themselves to serve him. Lord, set every Christian here ablaze with the love of God. That's some reflection of the love that grew salvation's plan, some reflection of that grace that brought it down to man, will burn in our hearts that we may go out from this place determined to live in God's now, free from condemnation, in victory over lust and sin, in separation from the world and the flesh and the devil, and in consecration to our living, loving Christ. Answer prayer, O God. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Grant that thy grace and mercy and peace and the power and the unction of thy Spirit will be our portion, both now and until thou dost either come or call us home. We pray for thy glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, founded by Dr. Alan Cairns. Let the Bible Speak is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, produced in Northern Ireland. The Free Presbyterian Church stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers on the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the church. For further information about the Free Presbyterian Church, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Or you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America at www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelsch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.